Shakey. ISO edition.
So laborious. Oh, the day-to-day minutia, the monotony of still testing positive during a pandemic, doing a show from the other side of the world. Oh, feel sorry for me. Nah, it's all good. It is good, isn't it?
You're
good evening.
Good.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Afternoon. How are you all feeling? Vibe check, please.
Feeling good physically. Mentally now, though, like ready to come home. Now, I finally know how Michael Bublé felt when he was like, another sleepless night in Paris and Dubai. I feel so alone, but I want to go home. That's me. I'm releasing my inner Bublé, which I don't do often. So I guess you could say desperate times, call for desperate booby measures. I'm over it. To be honest, I'm over testing positive. I want to fly home. You know those people that they don't want to get a vaccine, so they'll get like one of those prosthetic arms and try and fool the doctor? I'm thinking about getting prosthetic nostrils for tomorrow's test. Just try, like a fake nose and some glasses and a moustache. Like, go on, give me a swab.
You are in Hollywood. You're in the right town to dial up a prosthetic nose if you needed one. Go to a special effects makeup artist. I'm sure they're around.
One of those plastic surgeons. How much for a rubber nose? Not a nose job, not a tweak, no rhinoplasty, just a brand new rubber nose. Nah, yeah, I will be very annoyed. I'll get another test tomorrow. All in a perfect world, testing negative tomorrow and flying out tomorrow night. So maybe this is the last of these ISO podcasts. Maybe it's just the beginning. You just don't know with these things.
I know.
What we're saying in 2020, oh, guys, we just got to bunker down for 6 weeks and this whole pandemic will be behind us.
No.
We'll bond together. It'll bring us all closer as a global community. Horse tranquilizer. Not true. I'm going crazy, by the way.
Yeah, I can. You've actually gone mad. You've gone completely mad. I'm also ready for you to come home, because at the beginning of this, it was like, oh, my buddy's away and like, oh, having fun times and living the LA life, kind of. And I was kind of pumped for you that this is an exciting adventure, even though it's COVID and isolation, it's still a fun story. And now I'm like, I miss my buddy and can you just come home now, please? I'm ready. I'm ready to start the show. I'm ready to crack on with 2022. And you are holding everything up. So stop.
Really? I'm just a walking speed bump for even like the sympathy online with the whole team on Facebook has dramatically dropped off over the last 24 hours. I think I've peaked in terms of sympathy and now it's like, yeah, we're ready. Yeah, what stories do you have? Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's record this. hopefully all things out being well tomorrow, fingers crossed, we'll be doing crisp live audio as of Monday of next week.
Ew, that'd be good. Hey, maybe by Monday I could have cashed in these chips of mine, not real chips. I think I may be sitting on a gold mine. I might be sitting on a gold mine, and I'm not an investor. I don't know about finances, but I think I might be rich.
ISO edition.
Yeah, so you said yesterday, and I've been on tenterhooks for 24 hours thinking, why has Maz all of a sudden got rich quick? What's she sitting on here? Can I have a piece of the pie? Do I want a piece of the pie? What's your pie?
Okay, let me tell you about the pie. Before we get to the pie, let me just give you a bit of background history about Maz Compton and finances. Not really interested in investments, get-rich-quick schemes. I don't know about stocks and bonds and crypto. I don't understand what the NASDAQ is. I don't get any of that. So when I realized, I read this news story and I was like, holy moly, have I accidentally made an investment with my money that could really pay off in the millions down the track? I was pretty stoked, because it's a total fluke if I've done it. So the news story is this. Some of the smart cats at Moscow's Higher School of Economics have done a research study on Lego. Now, here's the thing. Since 1987 to 2015, some Lego sets have appreciated in value 11% each year, year on year. Now, I don't really understand what that means.
Except year on year.
It's good. Is that not good? That's a good investment. If you were going to invest your money and it was appreciated, 11% more year on year, every single year, year after year for a couple of decades, that is a good investment, solid investment. Am I right?
Mm.
Yes. So the high collectible value.
Don't need to convince me. Compound interest. Now you're speaking my language.
That's another word that I don't know what it means, but it sounds like it's a good thing. So here's the thing. I should have done this before we started talking. I'm going to text you a photo, Lakey, because obviously I can't show you because we're not in the same room and I don't think it'll come up on the old thingamajiggy.
Are you just going to send me a photo of like a handful of like lame Lego blocks from 1985? Like how much do you think these are going for now? I'll sell you an 8-bag.
Have a look at what I've just sent you. Oh, it might take a while because you're in LA.
What are you sending it on?
My phone. A text.
Text it to me. I'll put it in the WhatsApp.
Sending it on? Because I'm on plenty of platforms, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Text message.
Matt's still on MMS messaging.
Text message. No, I'm not going to get that forever.
I'm going to put it on AOL.
Worst way to send something for a live podcast
break. Oh, my God.
I sent you a text,
via
the
oldest medium possible.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is...
You've sent me a JPEG. Okay, it's downloading. I'm downloading a JPEG, guys. 1999 call, but why they knock you back?
Hey, 99 was a great year for me.
Okay, I've got it. Oh, all right. Yeah, this is real old school. Like, it's like two little lunchbox size pots of like real old school random bits of Lego, like the real old school stuff.
So you're correct. Those are big lunchboxes, not teeny tiny lunchboxes. And all the Lego that's in them, surprisingly, is brand new because it's all Henry's Duplo Lego. So the Duplo stuff is the bigger blocks because toddlers have really fat fingers and they can't get their hands around the teeny tiny stuff. Mm. So with the Duplo, they don't really have the thematic sets. Like they don't really have they don't have Star Wars, but we've got a Batman set of Duplo that I thought that could be worth a bit in 20 years. Don't you reckon?
Now that you've dropped the D-bomb on me, I don't know, isn't Duplo just like Lego's poor cousin? Like, is anyone really going around? Does anyone have Duplo from the 1990s? I need it for my kid. Like, Duplo, does it have the same appeal?
Duplo is the gateway. It's the gateway drug of Lego. You get your kid hooked on Duplo and all of a sudden all they want every year for their birthday is more and more Lego and tinier and teenier and more finicky and fiddly to put together.
So that's what I'm saying.
If it's going to be worth a ton of money, I'm going to keep investing. So that's Henry's collection. There's also my stepson who's 10, Jake, and he's had Lego from each grandparent probably since he was 4 and he's 10 now. So he's got a stack in his room. The only problem with Jake's Lego is it's not technically mine because he's not technically my kid. Like with Henry, all his stuff is my stuff because I buy it. But with Jake, it's like, oh, you're a different human from a different person. So I can't really claim your Lego sets yet.
Yeah. See, if you're talking about like big expensive Legos, I'd be more willing to partner up with Jake because it sounds like he's got like decent like sets of Lego. Just sent me like a box of old Duplo. Okay. It's like someone's like, you know what's really like valuable these days? Gold. And then you've like, I've got a box of myrrh. What can you do me for that? Like, it's not the same thing. Lost me on the Duplo.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to legally adopt Jake. And then once that's all gone through the court system, we can continue this conversation. Because then everything that's his will be mine.
Yeah, strong ethical plan. Good
Thank
for
you.
ISO edition.
Topical gear, guys. Topical sushi news. Woman hospitalised. Sushi news coming out of the press today. So, I mean, it's all over everywhere. It's the front page of all the glossies. Big sushi news coming through. Woman hospitalised after all-you-can-eat sushi buffet goes terribly wrong. Isn't a sushi buffet one of the most roll-the-dice buffets you can get?
Oh, my God.
On the buffet counter. It's not known for its safety. It doesn't take much.
This is not a sushi train. It's not an endless train ride of sushi. You know the sushi trains where you sit there and the train goes past? It's not one of those. The buffet is a really different category of dining.
Yeah, the train's a good fun. Don't get me wrong. It's almost like the train gives you an excuse. Like, oh, well, look, I mean, if we don't get this now, we may never see this again. The train may be gone forever. We best get this. We best just get it. I know I'm full, but we best get this. We never know when the train will come back again. Whereas the sushi buffet, you actually need to get up each time and start refilling your plate so you don't have the train to blame. A woman who wanted to get her money's worth at an all all-you-can-eat sushi buffet has revealed how her efforts went horribly wrong, landing her in hospital. Danielle Shapiro, 24 years old, spent $70 on the unlimited feast.
What?
At sushi restaurant in Mountain View, California. So 70 already $70. When you do $70 for it all, you can eat, you best not have eaten lunch. You best not have eaten lunch because you know that you need to get your money's
That's
worth for
$70. That's expensive for an all you can eat.
It like is. But I mean, sushi is expensive anyway, isn't it? So you'd expect this to be like up there with the buffet.
You go to a little sushi plate, it's like $3
a plate, isn't it?
For a roll.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a fresh salmon and avocado roll and brown rice. It's like $3.40. Yeah. And I can probably eat two of those at best.
Well, the only thing I can think is why this is so expensive is A, it's in America, and B, maybe they're doing like the raw sashimi stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of sashimi.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
Here.
Yes. Okay. So is it legitimate Japanese restaurant kind of vibes?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, I
cool.
think quite a good classy place. Following the binge, Shapiro was rushed to the emergency room with severe stomach pains. That's where she was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, also known as acid reflux. Never been one of those acid reflux guys. Don't know what it's all about. It sounds horrible, though.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's sushi coming up.
Shapiro shared the experience in which she shows off the mountains of food she consumed in one sitting. She said, "I'm a huge fan of sushi," she said. "I like to eat it a couple of times a month if I'm lucky." So if you're lucky, there's no luck involved. Just
mean?
Go to a sushi place if you want sushi. Oh, what'd you do today? Oh, yeah, I should buy a lotto ticket. You never guess. I walked past a sushi train earlier on today. Oh, can you believe my luck? She started off with miso soup, then four gyozas, jalapeno poppers.
Yum.
That'll do it.
Jalapeno poppers are not traditional Japanese cuisine.
She's gotten off script there. She moved on to 8 green dragon rolls, then 8 snow rolls, then 8 California rolls, then 8 wakame rolls, and then a helping of edamame at the end.
Did she have a side of fries? Because only in America?
Oh, can I have a couple of potato gems, please, as well? Where are the sloppy joes here? After an uncomfortable drive home, her boyfriend and her grandmother drove her to hospital where she was given medication. Despite her trauma, she won't quit her favourite dish. This is my favourite part. She says, "I'll definitely eat sushi again. This experience has not ruined sushi for me. I just learnt that I need to listen to my body next time." Just listen to your body. That's the takeaway. If you're halfway through a sushi marathon and your fart starts thinking of salmon, avocado and cream cheese, stop eating at the sushi buffet. That simple.
Oh my gosh. Gross.
ISO edition.
Can we circle back to something that I mentioned earlier in our isolation podcast in the week, Lakey?
Absolutely. Turn the plane around. We're going back.
We're going back to when I mentioned that I broke up with my AeroPress.
Yeah, I remember this fondly. I remember it well. I remember being confused at the time about the AeroPress, the structure of the AeroPress, or just anything to do with the AeroPress. But I knew there were three more things you wanted to get off in that break alone. So I refrained.
I know.
Not anymore, Compton.
And
not
I knew,
anymore.
I know that there's so many unanswered questions. So I'm really happy to report that there is an AeroPress update in the household, which is why we're circling back to the AeroPress. So can we just start with... and I broke up with my AeroPress over the holidays because I got a brand new French press coffee maker, which is amazing. So the AeroPress has gone in the bin and I'm done with it. But, Lakey, you weren't familiar with an AeroPress coffee maker. So what are your questions? Let me explain. Let me paint the picture of what it was I was letting go when I got the French press through the door.
Yeah. So, A, what's the key difference mechanically with the AeroPress versus the French press to start with?
Okay. Honestly?
If you want. I don't know. I was trying to figure out, like, what's the difference? Why would one – because they both look the same. They look the same.
That's why I laugh.
Why is she getting so excited about
one? That's why I laugh because, like, the AeroPress is just really hard to – push down because there's the air in there that you're pressing and the air is pressing the water through the coffee grinds through the filter into the cup. And it's very, so you got to like, I'll AeroPress and I have to put like my chin on both my hands to like push down like that. Right. And it takes, you know, 30, 40 seconds to get all the air out of the thing. French press, you just get one finger and you go, and it just goes down nice and simply, nice and easily. The other key difference is AeroPress take a super, super finely ground coffee bean and the French press takes a coarse coffee bean, coarsely ground. And in my brain, when you're finally grinding beans, you're going to go through more beans, if that makes sense, because you've got to weigh, oh my God, I'm getting so technical. You've got to weigh the amount of coffee grinds that you're putting. So an AeroPress will have like 20 grams of finely ground coffee bean, whereas the French per person, the French press takes 12 to 15 grams of coarsely ground beans. So I feel like your coffee goes longer with the French press. Am I answering your question?
Yeah. And what I've realized here is you're just part of that coffee crowd that just yeah. loves like turning coffee into one of those hobbies.
I do.
Oh, this is good coffee. Or you never guess what coffee I had just said. Like, there's no way, and I'll say it right now, and I'm upset that you threw the AeroPress out, because there is no way if you did a blind taste test, you'd be able to tell the difference between your AeroPress coffee and your French press coffee. I'm saying it right now. Okay. There's no way.
This is brilliant, because what happened the other day, well, yesterday, is Glenn said to me, he's like, babe, do you want a coffee? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, like, let's have an afternoon cuppa together. So he makes the coffee and we put them in our little cuddle mugs and we're sitting around the table and he's like, what do you think of the coffee? And I'm like, yeah, it's amazing because it's French press coffee.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was, yeah.
And
oh,
he goes,
you can really taste the French press in this one. Oh, no air in this coffee anymore. I was getting sick of those bubbly Aero coffees.
He goes, ha, gotcha. I kept the Aero press and this is an Aero press coffee.
Oh, boom. Yes, Glenn. Yes, Glenn.
And he goes, see.
He's like, my man. Yes.
He goes, it tastes better. I'm keeping the AeroPress, even though you wanted to break up with it and get it out of the house. Like, we are keeping it. So we've got two coffee yes. makers in our house now.
ISO edition.
Bit of personal stuff. And it's taken till ISO podcast number 4 for me to really start to open up and share who I am. So often of the time, really, what I like feel inside, like a lot of love, a lot of gratitude for the opposite sex. And it just comes across as creepy just because I'm like a bearded guy. You know, like if Brad Pitt was saying this in like an ET exclusive, people are like, oh my God, Brad, he's so beautiful. He's so thoughtful. And yeah. because it's me just on a Zoom with like a beard and a fringe, people go, like, yeah. oh, gross. Yeah. What a pest. Anyway. Remain open-minded here because I want to float something by you and I want you to put on your single female pants for half a second here.
Okay.
So one of my
How did you know I had a pair of
to
those?
Do when meeting a new girl, one of my favorite things to do is give a girl a massage, right? Like that's one of my things I quite like. So after a couple of dates, you know, they come back to your house and you just say, hey, would you like a massage? Like it's kind of like, and stop shaking your head. You're allowed to touch people in 2022, you know, it's fine. That's okay.
Not on date 3. No. No. Absolutely yes, not. No.
You absolutely can. No. You absolutely can. No, I've done it on date 1 before. You can massage someone on date 3. They're back at your house, for goodness sake. You know it's on. It's a nice sensual thing to do. Okay. Pretend Brad's saying this. Pretend okay. Brad's saying it.
I'm remaining,
it's a beautiful thing.
I'm okay. remaining open-minded. Okay. So you've been on a few dates with this person. She's back at your place and you're giving her a massage.
Yeah, but that's just an example. Like this is more yes. of like an overarching theme. Okay, like that's sure. happened many times before.
Okay.
And in 2022, it's bound to happen just as many times again. The only problem with this now is because I've got really good bed sheets, the oil is starting to like seep onto the bed sheets and it's ruining my sheets. So what I want to buy, and hear me out here, I want to buy one of those professional physiotherapist massage tables.
No, no.
Wait. And then that way, if I say I don't even really have to bring up the massage anymore because I'll just have the physiotherapist table like chilling like against the wall in the lounge room and they'll say, oh, what's that? And they'll go, oh, I've got an interest in physiotherapy and massage. And then would you like a massage? So basically, I'm asking you, if you went to a guy's house and you saw him, he had a massage table, you asked him about it and he said he had an interest in that, would you prefer a massage on a professional massage table in the lounge room or Glenn's soft, subtle fingers on the bed?
Okay. So first of all, I picture this massage table like it's got an inbuilt spring system into the wall like a Murphy bed. That's what I'm picturing. Is that kind of the vibe? So it's flipped up into the wall and then and it just like lowers down.
Yeah, of course, remote control. Yeah. I'll just press a button, it slowly lowers down.
Yeah, like, okay.
It's probably hooked up to the lights as well. They start to dim.
Okay, it's like my my dream ironing board for my laundry does a similar thing. Like it's just in the wall and then it just comes out. Okay, so to be really honest with you, and this is me genuinely keeping an open mind, I think it's less creepy to have the massage table and you lie about your interest in physiotherapy and massage, because then at least it's like, this is my potential plan B. If the radio thing doesn't work out, do you want to have a go? And because the other stuff is just dead set creepy. There's just like the bed, the oil, the sheets, the whole thing is like creepy town 101. Whereas this I feel is a little bit more legitimate, and I don't want to encourage you, but I think it's a good idea.
But you could just put a towel down.
It is a good idea, isn't it? But let me just pull you up on one thing. Like, I'm not lying that I'm interested in massage. Like, that would be creepy. Like, I'm actually a qualified physiotherapist as well.
No, I thought that was part of the facade. Like, the way to get around touching this person that you've only met a few times is to just be like, I've got an interest in massage. Like, and then, you spring forward into what that might look like. But you really do have an interest in massage. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you came into this thinking this was like a devious plan out of nowhere. And I'm just trying to be so open and say, this is my interest. Here is the bed laid out. And I don't ruin my sheets at the same time.
Look, now that I know that it's not you just flat out lying to physically touch new women, I think this is great. I think go for it. Go down that physiotherapy massage trail. Get the bed. Glenn could install it into your house. He's a builder. He knows how to do that stuff. I'm assuming you don't, just by the looks of you.
Yeah, I don't ever get my hands dirty unless they're soaked in massage oil and touching someone's skin.
ISO edition.
Well, ISO podcast 4, done and dusted. I'm hoping it's the final one as well. Hopefully, like we said at the start of this podcast, this time tomorrow I'll be on a plane. I would have had a swab up the nose and it's tested negative, and me and my friend can fly home and kick off the show on Monday. Well overdue. Well, 7 days overdue, overdue.
That'd be good. I would really appreciate that. So wait. Hang on, this is more of a just like scheduling thing for my life. So we're not doing a podcast tomorrow, or are we like pending your result doing a podcast tomorrow?
It's one of those pending ones again. Remember what we did on the second podcast where we were going to record it late if I tested positive, but we weren't going to do it if I tested negative. So let's go to that plan.
Okay, that's a good plan.
At this stage, probably a 50-50 flip of the coin.
That does not affect anyone listening. That is literally, so I'm like, do I need to get Henry looked after? Should I bring him in? What should I do? It's just me just figuring stuff out in my personal life.
No, this is just all life admin between the two hosts. So if you're still tuning in, there's really nothing more to be gained unless we do another podcast tomorrow. If not, see you Monday.
Okay, good time.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. But you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Maz and